This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Coming up, even mainstream media is breaking its silence on Hillary's bizarre behavior and clear health problems. Gary Haven's going to be joining us, the billionaire, entrepreneur, fellow Texan, patriot, guy that's been fighting the New World Order for a long time. He, of course, produced with Mike Norris the film Armageddon, and there is an exclusive release here. It'll be available here for a few weeks, and this will be available in stores everywhere, Walmart, you name it. Armageddon. And we'll start shipping these out by Friday or so. They're just now coming in. But if you want them exclusively, they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. And I am so excited about the film that we have a special where you get two of my films free when you get the film. Now, let's go to the shopping cart here on screen, because we're so busy, I just edit everything on air. It says, Armageddon 2 DVD special with two free Alex Jones DVDs. Okay, there's no reviews there, because we just started doing this today. That's great. That'd be a great deal at $39.95, but the thing I have here is, let's do this on air, hell, why not? When you buy two copies of Armageddon, you get two Alex Jones films for free. That's four total DVDs for less than $20. And it doesn't say that on there. So I'm going to find out exactly for you. But the point is, it supports these great filmmakers and the work they're doing. I'm so busy, I can't go fix it during a break. I just got to do it on air now. That's how I work now here on air. So, the film is coming out. It's been in theaters and was very successful. And it's really good way to introduce folks that aren't aware of the New World Order and how it operates. And it's very, very entertaining, and it's something that should be shown to schools, something that should be shown, in churches, and so he's going to be joining us. I do have a lot of clips that are going to be coming up as well. Glenn Beck, I haven't even gotten to, because, I should have covered the big top story in the country, ongoing craziness in Milwaukee, and I haven't really gotten to it because it's just total social engineering. But you know what? We have to look at it. We're going to get into that. And we're going to also get into Gary Johnson saying support the TPP. But I want to play this because Facebook and other places have been trying to censor this and block it. It's just a short 26-second meme. You can't be commander-in-chief if you laugh about dead U.S. soldiers. Here it is.
As I say in my book, I made a mistake giving the Bush administration the authority that I voted for. It just shows you how hard it is to make these choices, which is why I'm calling the book Hard Choices, which is why I'm calling the book Hard Choices, which is why I'm calling the book Hard Choices, which is why I'm calling the book Hard Choices, which is why I'm calling the book Hard Choices, which is why I'm calling the book
Hard Choices. And you're a radio listener.
Which is why I'm calling the book Hard Choices.
You hear her hyena voice, and I apologize for that. For TV viewers, it's obviously showing each second another panel of dead U.S. soldiers. And she makes jokes about starting the Gaddafi war that was to cause a failed state. That was designed to be a failed state. And that's what's coming out about the Clintons and Rwanda and other areas. These are plans to give you a failed state. This is what they do. Oh, it's a hyena. This was taken off TBS, too. You can't have Hillary criticized. Because that's not allowed. Now, we're going to come back from break. We're going to roll out of the intro. We're going to play the Armageddon trailer for folks. And we're going to talk to Mr. Haven, who also stars in the film, by the way. I'm not just saying this because he was the producer of it. I think he did just about the best job of acting in the film. I had to play an evil senator, and so I'll be honest, I didn't practice my lines much beforehand because they were changing even the day I got them. But I did a pretty good job. But it's got a lot of famous actors in it, too. And again, it's just all part of the genre of the Liberty Movement getting in to Hollywood films and countering them. A lot of Christian films and patriot films now are bigger at the box office than Hollywood. So it's all part of taking the media back from the globalists. Gary Haben, Straight Ahead, the new Armageddon film by Mike Norris and Gary Haben, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. You get two of my films free when you get it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The reason I'm here today is to encourage the U.S. Congress to take action to protect our country from its most imminent threat. Electricity would cease, the internet would go down, and the banking system.
The smokescreen of national security used by government at every level.
A strong America is the only thing standing in the way. Country only needs a little chaos.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
Hello, Mr. President. Now is the time.
The average American family only has 3 days of food.
We need to talk face to face. This is important.
Sir, what's the mission? Disarm the population and restore order.
Do you have any weapons inside your home or on your person?
You have to give the president power to arrest any American by simply accusing them of terrorism.
The vanity of nationalism will quickly fade. These are but the birth pangs of a new world order.
I'm just so afraid of the world that you're going to have to grow up in.
This is a time, man, woman, young or old, when folks run and hide. Or they pull up their bootstraps and they fight.
When you sell your soul, it's a one-time thing. There's no going back.
To come into studio, I've asked Gary Haben to come into studio anytime he wants to. He lives here in Austin part of the time. He also has a home in Australia. And, of course, he's founded a bunch of different successful companies like Curbs, which has been the biggest franchise in world history until he sold it years ago. And he has produced a film, Amerageddon. But the reason I've invited him here once a month is to get his commentary and analysis. It just so happens today we are launching a deal where you can exclusively, for the next few weeks until it's in Walmart and other stores, get Amerageddon exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You get one copy for $19.95. You can get two copies for $39.90 and then get two of my films free. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, and then what I think is probably my best film overall in the state of the world, Fall of the Republic, from 5 years ago. But you watch it, it's more popular today than it was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, because it's all happening. Because we have the globalist plan. I mean, so your film is fiction, but almost real world, near future. And it dovetails with my nonfiction films. And my first film is pretty darn informative and also pretty entertaining. You see me, you know, even eat a lot skinnier than I am now. But those are available right now. Amerageddon, themovie.com. You can also find out other details. It's still, I guess, been showing in some theaters. Had a good U.S. run. And now churches and other groups are getting set up to have viewings at their facilities. You can find out more, obviously, by going to AmerageddonTheMovie.com. There's also talk about a TV series and a lot more. But again, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you're funding our operation, and you're helping fund true independent film. I mean, this guy spent a lot of money. He brought in a lot of big actors, did a great job as a trailblazer to really fight back against the globalists. And so I'm very, very thankful for Mr. Haven for including me in the film, and just, we didn't even ask for this, graciously, he has helped fund some of the operation a little bit as of late, made some donations that we didn't even ask for, and he's also, no, I'm not supposed to say that, but I mean, you're a really great guy. This guy's a big supporter of the Liberty Movement, but also charities around the world, and he has also, again, let us have the exclusive for, is it a few weeks or how long is it?
It's a week or so.
Exactly. So it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're very, very thankful for you doing that, because that's a big deal, and that helps fund what we're doing. And it's the listeners growing this community, growing this economic system. The globalists, if you study the Clinton Foundation and the lawsuit 3 years ago by Judicial Watch and the documents they got, and you're a businessman, I want to talk about this first. They say in 1993, after they get in the White House, they say, we cannot let patriot, Christian, conservative, any even alternative liberal, we cannot let anything alternative get a foothold, have their own publications, their own films, their own TV shows. We have to have the controlled press calling conspiracy theorists. We have to shut them down and stop them and call them profiteers, or we're going to lose the info war. Now we have her before Congress as the Secretary of State saying we're losing the info war. So when people buy books, buy videos, give them to people, great way to get one, buy a second, get two films free. It's a war, folks. And they understand. They want to shut down this economy. They don't want us to build an alternative system. So voting with your dollars is one of the most devastating things you can do to the globalists. Mr. Haven, great to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex.
That's my little intro rant, but as a businessman who's had thousands, tens of thousands of employees, started scores of companies, I mean, how fundamental is it for us to understand we vote with our dollars?
Dude, I appreciate that great introduction, and I appreciate the great work that you do here. You know, we have a window of opportunity to access truth. Before the internet, you had a completely controlled media, and so for a short window, we're actually able to listen to people like you and the great work you do. I mean, you've done some extraordinary things.
And globalism's in trouble. Globalism's in trouble.
Because of you
and everybody, though. The listeners. The point is, look at Brexit. Look at UKIP. That's a tiny group kicking Goliath's butt.
Yeah. Well, we have a movement going on right now. You know, Trump has initiated a movement in this country that exposes the globalists and their tremendous effort to take away our sovereignty as our country and our freedoms along with it. And that exposure now is waking people up. And it's not just UKIP in the UK, but you've got Le Pen in France. You've got the Podemos movement in Spain. people are waking up all over the world. Now, the problem is it may be too little too late. So we have to take advantage of this. You know, making this.
Oh, no, I agree. We've got to get prepared now. I mean, because we may end up losing this battle before we win the war.
And people have got to be bold about it. They've got to be willing to speak the truth to power, to share this. No matter how much ridicule you're exposed to, you've got to start talking about this openly and not be afraid of somebody calling you a name or calling you a conspiracy theorist. And Alex, you're really a great leader of this movement. I'm so proud to
be your friend. Oh, please stop it.
And to be welcome on your program. The little bit I can contribute is so great. And as Alex said, our movie's available here exclusively. The number one complaint we've gotten on our movie is that it just wasn't available. We had a limited number of theaters we could play it in. And so those of you who've been waiting for this movie, now's the time to act. Go to InfoWars.com store and take advantage of this offer and be the first to have it. And buy two so you can get the bonus as well as have one to share at your church or with your friends. People need to know. And, you know, the beauty of Amerigeddon is that we made a fact-based movie. Now, it may be dramatized so that it's entertaining.
Well, I just appreciate the fact that you're the man in the arena and taking action and trailblazing, just like our listeners are doing. This is our information warfare revolution.
And, you know, it's tempting. I've got resources, and I can, you know, try to find a place to escape from this movement that's going on, but I chose not to do that. I chose instead to take my money and my time and my skills and bring the truth to people, because
and stick your neck out there.
Is free. Yeah, but I tell you, you're a great example for this. If you can do what you do every day, then people like me can stand up and do what we can do as well. And together, you know, you want to talk about stronger together. We are stronger together because we have the truth on our side. And what we're fighting for is our country and our freedom and our Constitution. And people are waking up and getting behind this movement. And so if you care about your country, if you care about your kids, join us in this fight. Take the truth to the people. Take it to the power. Because we have a chance, a window of opportunity right now, to take back our country that has literally been stolen from us.
Now here's an inside baseball point for folks, Gary. The Secret Service tells us that she's got all these medical problems. Unprecedented historical leak. I have a former head Secret Service agent on who ran foreign details, and he goes, no, I believe you got this leak. That's how upset they are. It's not fun to get a leak like this. It's dangerous. They come after leakers. They come after folks that put the leaks out. I predicted last night that there wouldn't be coverage of this for a few days at least, because they've got to go to Hillary and others now and say, what do we do about this leak on InfoWars? They're hoping nobody picks it up or covers it. Normally, mainstream media will attack us on anything, you know, a shoe I drop on the side of the road. But they're not touching it because they know it's real. They know she's got Parkinson's-type disorder. They know she's having seizures all the time. They know she can't be out in public more than 10 minutes. They know this is happening. And they know that they're in panic mode right now. And so I just typed in Alex Jones into Google News. Dozens of stories attacking me today. Nothing about us claiming that we had a Secret Service leak. Because imagine, I'm this big liar. I mean, why not just expose me? Why not send the Secret Service here? Why not? In fact, I probably got to go to the Secret Service with other info we just got.
Why not release Hillary's medical records?
I mean, I'm getting ready to go to the FBI. I mean, what are they talking about? I mean, I want people to know what I know, okay? You know, the issue here is this country's in trouble. And what I'm getting at here is, Gary, imagine how screwed up things are behind the scenes. If the Secret Service is willing to stick their neck out like this, that means they know there's nothing to lose.
Yeah. You know, there's a few good men there, men that are willing to protect their country and stand up and back up their oath to defend the Constitution. Thank God for them. And we want to encourage them to be brave and courageous. Yeah, you know, as a Christian, it's hard to be glad that Hillary Clinton is so ill.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, but I tell you, this is an evil person. This is a person who is responsible for the deaths of thousands of people.
Hundreds of thousands of Christians in Libya and Syria alone, and laughs about it like a demon, yep. Like a harpy.
And as a Christian, I'm so glad that God is God and that we're going to see some justice on this thing. And, you know, for her to die Again, I feel guilty for saying this a little bit, but that's the best thing that could happen, particularly if it happens naturally.
We don't wish harm on anybody, but this is a demon. I mean, and we're not going to hurt her, but it is God's justice.
Yes.
It's like in the Bible, all the plagues would come on Pharaoh or Herod. I mean, you can see it.
Yep. So, I'm a little bit heartened by the fact that justice does come. It may come late and slow, but we don't deserve someone of her character and her history being put into power. And of course, the amazing thing is that half the American people still think it's a good idea that this person with her history, her character, might be the commander-in-chief of this country. So we've got to wake people up. And
I agree. I personally think that's skewed. I think it's more like 35%, but that's still a sickening number. But they make it like Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy. Trump, like you said, is saying this is a movement. And that's what I personally have said to Trump is you are leading George Washington 2.0, and you're trailblazing, and your instincts are dead on. You don't need my advice, but I would hammer this election fraud. In internal polling. And he's like, yeah, that's true. We're ahead, but they're going to try to take it away from me. Like I told him, I said, watch. You're like 20, 30 points ahead right now after that convention. They're going to come out with some giant fraud to reverse that. I would say next week, and it all started the next week. Okay? And because I sit here and I watch this stuff all day. I don't just act like I'm a political operative and an advisor. I live it. I've seen it. And then I went and looked at the methodology of the polls. Add 15% more Democrats in a bunch of different polls, not just Reuters, or sample 30% independents, but no, those samples are really Democrats. I mean, they are pulling out the stops to create the self-fulfilling prophecy. And when you talk about a movement here, Trump understands it's a movement to take down the New World Order. He is for real. And people say, oh, well, how do you know that? What he's doing is irrevocably damaging the New World Order, even if they steal it from him or kill him. He is totally for real. And I can't get into all the stuff I know behind the scenes, but I'm here to tell you. Trump is on a suicide mission, and a suicide mission militarily doesn't mean you're always going to get killed. It means 50-50. He is committed. He went to Scotland for a month before he decided to do this. I was told this before it was ever in the news, and he decided that he can't stand seeing America screwed over. Doesn't mean he's not a tough businessman. Doesn't mean he doesn't stand up for himself and his family, but he's not out to get us. You're a smart guy. I have a lot of acumen. What does your gravitas at your spirit gut level say about Donald Trump? I mean, I just see people attacking him and second-guessing him when he's the man totally bloody in the arena, doing trailblazing things never before seen if you actually watch his speeches versus what they twist on the news. And all these Sunday morning or Monday morning quarterbacks that sit there and lecture him and buy into this make-believe thing with folks that watch these clips of him, like telling the strong man where he stumbled. It's such a joke. You wanted somebody to fight the New World Order. You wanted somebody to fight for sovereignty. You wanted somebody to fight for lower taxes. You wanted somebody to fight for the family. You wanted somebody that would stand up against the communist Chinese. You wanted somebody that would take on political correctness and the whore media. This guy is a frickin' wrecking ball. And if you don't get behind him, you get what you deserve. I think Trump is God giving us a last chance before we're judged. Sorry, go ahead.
I agree. With a little caveat, I'm cautiously optimistic. And I almost got to meet with him last week, and I almost got to meet with him the week before. And I have some direct questions that I want to ask him.
We'll say those.
Well, choosing Pence was a really concerning thing. Pence is a bought and paid for, he's a faux conservative. But he's bought and paid for. He's part of the establishment. And to put him behind you really puts a target on your back. Now, I understand why he did it. He said that he needed to unite the party, and he also needed the funding that comes from the party.
And he got it as soon as he picked him.
Yep. Yeah. I think he got $87 million last month, which is a huge benefit over it. But then he went and Paul Ryan and Senator McCain and that hag from the Northeast who has betrayed the Tea Party, he supported them. He endorsed them last week. And it's puzzling because these people
they ran a hoax saying he was going to step down and they were going to pull funding from him.
Yeah.
And just absolutely they made the decision with Manafort to do it. And I mean, I mean, they're total. I mean, you still saw the Republican leadership all come out and say, don't give me money now.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, no matter if he makes a few moves like that,
yeah,
they're still out to get him because they know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and you're right. At the end of the day,
I'm not even saying compromise. It's just that look at how they came after him, saying he was resigning when he wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah. The evidence.
I'll tell you, there's people.
Well, they say actions speak louder than words.
There's moles in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you better believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, probably the person who wrote the speech for his wife, for example, and pulled that off.
Look, you can't even find the link when he's out saying, join us. We're going to, he's telling his people, we're going to organize exit polls. We're going to do all this. Yeah. And they're like, no, we're not. And they kind of think they know more than him. But his problem is that he's got people in there that aren't doing what he says.
Yeah. And it's tough. It's a big organization.
Well, I'm not giving him cover. I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I have to stop right there. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm an observer, although I have ties into the campaign right now. Alex, I'm with you on this thing. He is obviously, if you judge people by their actions and not their words, he is obviously standing against this globalism. And for people to, let me kind of put it into real simplistic terms. There's a movement for globalism, and there's a movement for nationalism. Nationalists believe in American sovereignty, the Constitution, the culture in America. The globalists believe that you need to diminish the American Constitution and sovereignty so that we will be weakened to accept a global government. And, you know, that used to be called conspiracy, but it is out there every day now.
The Financial Times, they all admit this is our system, and yeah, we're going to bring 5 million radical Muslims in because Europe's too white. It's anti-Christian. It's sick. It's evil. And they admit this is their world government plan.
Yep.
And again, under world government, it's some TPP is ruling over you.
Yeah.
I mean, why would anyone be for this?
And so we have a movement.
So it's right national now. Sovereignty versus world dictatorship.
Yes. And people need to understand that. And here's the problem with world dictatorship or this global government. They're creating chaos. They're bringing us right up to World War III, and they're going to claim that globalism is going to solve all these problems. They're going to make it look palatable. And so now's the chance for us to teach people that these globalists are Satanists. They're Illuminati.
And Kissinger said, we're going to cause world war to bring us under world government.
And Kissinger also said that the only thing standing in the way of global government is a strong America. And that means they've got to diminish us. And they're well in
the
way.
Because the American system competed with their garbage.
Yep. Open borders, bringing in unvetted.
Other countries wanting to be like us. Well, that messes up your world government of a bunch of poor people.
Yep. We're all going to be poor. Margaret Thatcher said that with socialism, we all share poverty. And that's where these people are heading. And it's extraordinary that they've gotten this far before we as a people have caught on. But we're awake now. And again, it's partly because of Trump.
Well, I want you to meet with Trump because you have a lot of discernment. You early on said, I mean, like a year before, it was like, oh, Cruz, bad news. I met with him, really, and you kind of got into it with me. You know, as I was all, Cruz. I wasn't even for Trump at that point. And this was really early on. And then you warned me about it. But I mean, Trump overall... Look, I know he's going up against the New World Order. There's no way he's saying all this and then, you know, secretly with them. I am worried that nobody understands all the angles. And I think the people closest to him that have been in New York all their lives and places, I think inherently think all these liberals and intelligentsia are their friends. And whereas Trump doesn't care what other people think, as long as he knows he's right, I quite frankly think some people closest to him, that peer pressure gets to him. And I know his family's wonderful and they're great. But I think some of the folks in there are the biggest issue.
Yeah. You know, I was with a pastor friend of mine last night, and who by the way, has got a meeting with Trump. So we were discussing it. And Trump got into a battle with the Pope. And the Pope said he was not a Christian. Trump was not a Christian because he was going to build a wall on the border. And Trump told the Pope that, damn it, he was a Christian. And who was he to tell him he wasn't? So think about that. Donald Trump even got into an argument with the Pope over his Christianity.
Well, plus he also tweeted out his 100-plus-foot walls.
Yeah.
Said, what are these, Popey?
Yeah, I've been to the Vatican. There's some pretty tall walls there. It's amazing. Yeah, Alex, I'm with you. Trump is our only hope, and we have got to get behind him and support him. And nobody's perfect, and especially with the delivery of this whole thing, but we've got to support him. Right now, it's the only horse we got in this race.
Absolutely. And he goes out and gives 2-hour speeches and they snip him up. That's what his folks get mad at him about. But that's what's enduring, is he's saying what he really believes. Now he's pretty much on point. I want to talk about more about the film when we come back and get into where you see the future going if Trump loses.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, the American people never give up and never give in. Those that are awake, that's the real stars of this fight. Gary Haven's our guest. We have Amerageddon, the film, exclusively for the next week or so before it's in stores across the country. We'll continue to sell it, obviously, a film I'm in. You get 2 copies for $39.90 and get 2 of my films, Fall of the Republic and America Destroyed by Design, free with that. So get 1 film for yourself and 1 for others, and then 2 other films to watch or then give to others or keep as an archive. Or you can get 1 copy of Amerageddon, the movie, for $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Gary Haven is our guest here in studio. And, boy, I was saying when we were coming back, I wanted to get into the fact that we have the situation all over the country where big foundations, the White House, is trying to foment racial division. And I was asking your view on that, and you made a really, really great point about something that I only saw in the news one time that have hardly got any coverage, but that we've confirmed is happening all over the country. So before we go to some of these clips, Gary, talk about your personal experiences.
Well, we particularly as Christians need to understand that the elite need to create chaos in order for them to bring in their solution. Of course, the solution, it means that we give up our freedoms and our resources. And so this Black Lives Matter, which is clearly funded by George Soros and that evil ilk that he represents, is by design to allow them to acquire power. So we as Christians need to stand up. We as Americans need to stand up and recognize that our Black brothers and sisters are equal to us, and that we care about them and love them. We cannot allow this chaos to be fomented, this racial war. I was in Shreveport, Louisiana the other day, and during the events that happened in Baton Rouge, and Black people and a few white people were standing on the corners in Shreveport holding up signs that we should love each other, that we're all children of God, and they were deliberately diffusing this chaos that these evil people are trying to do. And I tell you, I was so proud that they would stand on the corners and lift up these signs that we should love each other.
I read about that in some cities on alternative sites, but never on the national news. That's not the image they want. They want the image of Black people running around saying kill white people, as if that sells equality. No, that actually creates racism against Black people on the other side. It's again from the Democrats and the globalists. What a sick, nasty thing to do.
Yep.
Just like Soros installed, as you know, literal Nazis.
Yeah.
In Ukraine, unelected, in our media, called it a great thing. I mean, you talk about pushing evil, they do it. Now, I have a bunch of these clips, but notice what you said is we should all come together and see this as a manipulation. Glenn Beck now is the apologist for, and I'm not attacking him because of who he is or whatever. I'm just doing it because people need to know, understand who he is and why he's doing this. He comes out and says, I'm going to have to vote basically for Hillary, you know, anybody but Trump. He comes out now and says, I understand Black Lives Matter. I understand them. It gives legitimacy to a group that is evil and meant to misrepresent what's really happening. I just want to play a clip of that in just a moment, because he's now the apologist for conservatives. He now, but not the real apologist, he goes in as the straw man and says, I know Republicans are racist and bad, and which isn't true on average, and so I'm here to say I'm the good Republican. And it is so ridiculously transparent. And he's now running around everywhere saying, you know, telling his listeners, don't vote for Donald Trump. We don't want to attack the man, because that even gives him power. I mean, the guy has lost much of his audience. This is Fox has lost half of one of its key demographics and has now had a coup and is basically pro-Hillary in many cases. This is a bellwether of how the globalists are making their full move. Or do you disagree with me, Mr. Haven?
No, I agree. And I tell you, I used to be a big Glenn Beck fan when he was on Fox. You know, I don't know what happened. You can speculate they got to him or whatever. And then he's just kind of gone nuts on, you know, with his cruise and messianic cruise thing that he had going on. So it's astounding what he's doing, but he's certainly imploding. But I'm going to tell you about this Black Lives Matter thing. I've got nothing to apologize, because I love people. I don't care what color they are. I feed 10,000 Black children in a day in Haiti, and have ever since the earthquake. I go there and embrace them and love on them, and it's irrelevant what color they are.
In fact, I've gone to Haiti with Ted Cruz.
Not Ted Cruz, but with Rand Paul.
That's Rand Paul.
Yeah, in fact, that's a great little story. I'll tell it real quick. Rand Paul's an eye surgeon. We took him and two other eye surgeons over, and they did cataract surgery on 200 blind elderly patients. And, of course, they're all Black. And one day they were blind, and the next day they could see. So, you know,
by the way, my dad's done stuff like that for dentistry, but I don't ever even talk about it. Like I'm not racist. We do tooth work on Black people. They're just humans.
Yeah.
That's how we'd want to be treated.
Absolutely. And so this phone.
Meanwhile, the Clinton Foundation steals the money for Haiti.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you can't make this up. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, that's a great point. And I have the stats on that. 96% of the money that Clinton's collected for Haitian relief went into the Clinton's pockets. into payroll for their family members and their associates. And
that's admitted.
Travel.
97% they give to themselves.
Yeah.
They take their money and then they give it to themselves tax exempt.
That's extraordinary. So, you know, the facts are that Republicans and particularly evangelical Christians donate significantly more to charity.
Six times more higher.
Yep, than the liberals and these other other people. You know, even Ted Cruz was giving 2 or 3% of his income, and by the way, none to churches. And so, you know, look where people spend their money. That's where their hearts are.
Mine's fighting the globals. I spend almost everything that comes in just trying to build up a fight to these people.
Yeah.
And what's scary is every level we go up, we're more successful. I'm like, as a humble person, it feels good that we're having an effect, but it feels weird to have the Secret Service leaking us info and the Pentagon and it's accurate info and real, and it's like a movie. It's like, why me? You know,
you're humble, and I don't think many people would use that word to you, but you have a humility, and that's what makes you usable. You know, God raises up people that will be obedient and not take them.
Well, sure, I'm personally humble. I get aggressive with the New World Order.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. Because that aggressiveness doesn't come from you. It comes from your purpose and what you've been raised up for in this place and in this time. And I'm proud to be sitting here.
I'm proud to be with you and the listeners and just all these amazing people. It really is great. That's what this big animating contest is finding who's good and who's bad. And I'm working every day to be good. Let me ask you this then. What happens if Trump loses, they steal it, whatever, Hillary gets in, she's clearly got problems? What do you make of this Cain guy?
Well, I'm afraid Hillary's health issues are so severe right now that they already plan to elevate Cain to the presidential office. And it's hard to there's not much known about him. A friend of mine is a state rep in Virginia, and I've been able to get some insight from him. Cain's not a nice guy. He is absolutely bought and paid for by the globalist. He will do their bidding obediently, just as another puppet. We're going to have another Obama, probably even on steroids. So we know what we got. The globalist will have another maneuver where they're going to continue what they're doing.
Well, we talked to security people who were just at a meeting. This is a good source. Mm-hmm. And what we were told was they don't even care. They're just sitting around openly talking about a false flag to make Hillary look like a victim, just to get her in and then get Cain in. And then if Trump tries something with that, they're talking about. Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I think there very well may be an attempt on Hillary's life that may not be successful, but somehow. The rhetoric of Trump is going to be blamed, you know, for that.
That's why they seized on his Second Amendment thing.
Yeah,
they're prepackaging.
Yeah, that and his the harshness of his tone, which is unfortunate sometimes because he he creates a lot of problems for himself. But they're going to easily be able to attribute at least the environment that caused an attempt on Hillary.
Meanwhile, they're the ones trying to fund cop killers.
Yep. And guess what? We're all going to be feeling sorry for Hillary, and people are going to vote for Cain, and she's going to get Cain the sympathy vote, or she'll get the sympathy vote. And by the way, here's another interesting point. You are helping to wake people up to the impairment of her health and how that would normally disqualify her for the office. So an attempt on her life that's unsuccessful moves the sympathy vote in a place to cover the incompetency issue. So I think all of this is falling into place.
I just can't believe that they are getting picked up, you know, in private hangars by diplomatic security and just in the cars, in the mansions, just sitting around right in front of security, just talking about incredible crimes. And I'm just like, I don't want to go up against these people. Every day I'm not bitching, but at a certain point, this is not fun. And I just wish the public understood how much peril we're in. And I think the audience does know that. I'm worried about all the trendies, Gary, just the average people that just buy into the system, the la-la land that they must be in.
Yeah. I'm doing a big conference this week. It's going to be recorded and put out on air on the Jim Baker Show. And the title or the purpose of my speech is to talk about truth and the sword of truth. And we as thinking people, much less as Christians, have got to be willing to take truth as harsh, as scary as it is, and we've got to bring it into the into the battle place. And we do have truth on our side, but it's scary, it's overwhelming. Even you're feeling it right now.
It is scary. Well, it's exciting though that you're able to get. I don't think it reaches over 130 million, 50 million people, something like that, or homes.
Yeah.
That you're making inroads all over. I mean, I hear people all over the place talking about. You might have been the guy. I know you don't want the credit, but that tipped it. On Cruise for people on all the big Christian networks, because you're respected there, warning people about Cruise.
Yeah, it's neat. You know, as a nationalist, as somebody who believes in the sovereignty of our country and having borders and the Constitution and the blessing that it has been for us and even the rest of the world, I'm able to work within the media with you and other people. But as a Christian and somebody who's been very involved in bringing the gospel to the public, I'm able to walk in that arena too. I've been on the 700 Club many, many times. The American Family Association, Tim Waldman and I are good friends. I'm on there frequently. And now with Jim Baker, with a huge audience, I've been able to really talk about globalism in a Christian environment. Remember, a lot of evangelicals, they don't want to hear about this stuff. You know, they think they're going to get
arrested. That's the control ones, yeah. And that's clearly why they went after Baker a long time ago, because he's more open to this. They wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, Jim Baker is a fascinating guy. I've really gotten to be good friends with him. And this man was friends with almost every president. He had tremendous influence. He was the creator of all the major.
And that's why they went after him. Yeah. And then there I was as a kid watching mainstream media believing, and it was all crap.
Yeah.
I mean, just like they say about myself or anybody, it's just, but that's why they target young people, because they don't know.
Yep.
It's so sad. I want to get back into Black Lives Matter, because we've had stories that have like 20,000 comments, okay? We've had stories that have been seen by over 2 million people because Drudge linked to it, top Drudge story. And it's so pathetic that I can't even play these clips because I know it's a psyop. I need to play it to expose it as a psyop. But it makes me sick. I don't get off on seeing people act like racist moron idiots. But it does expose political correctness that it's created this situation where it's made so many minority groups in these enclaves super racist, and they don't even know it. But playing some of these clips since I mentioned it. Burned down white suburb, sister of man killed by Milwaukee police urges rioters. We're going to play that in a moment. But first, let's play Glenn Beck, since I've been mentioning this all day. Here's Glenn Beck, says he understands and relates to Black Lives Matter. No, you say, I relate to all communities, black communities, and when some cops do bad things, I understand the anger and the profiling. No. He understands Black Lives Matter. And in the larger piece I listened to this morning, he, again, acts like conservatives really are racist and don't care. What a load of manure. As you said, it's conservatives I know that are actually really involved in real charities and education programs trying to build up communities. Patriots and Christians don't get off on somebody in squalor. The left does and wants to put you in that to control you, and then writes university plans on it, Cloward and Piven.
Yeah.
So let's play Glenn Beck. Here it is.
And all pie matters. All pie matters. All pie matters.
Okay, that's not the clip I wanted. It's him on NPR. But yeah, there's an audio clip from NPR I want to play. Sorry if I told you video, where he just goes and apologizes for conservatives. And I'm just saying, that's not who he represents. He does not get to go on TV shows. I mean, he can. We're going to counter it and say that we're not conservatives, but he is, when he supports Hillary Clinton for the office of the White House. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you support Glenn Beck, you have a serious problem, because I just don't see how you do.
No. And how could he possibly think Hillary as president is a good idea? You know, did you get to see Denise D'Souza's film yet?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
finally, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody needs to see that film. And you realize the Democratic Party is responsible for so many of the ills of the minority population of our country. And it's just as clear as day now. And surely Glenn Beck has some historical context. He stands up and says Democrats are good for the minority people.
I think he looks completely insane, and I think he's being handled by people. Continuing here with the next clip, I want to play the sister of the man that was shot, the felon, waving guns at the black cop, waving a gun so he got shot. I want to play her, though, saying, don't burn down the black area, go burn down the suburb. It's code for white people. I mean, this is just absolutely crazy, but in a way, she's right. It's really dumb to burn down your own neighborhood. Because I saw quotes where we're going to burn down our own neighborhood. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Oh, everything. No, it's not we got to fight for our lives. Burning down ain't going to help nothing. Don't burn it down. We need in our community. Take the to the suburbs. Burn that down. We need our weed. I don't wear it, but we need it.
I'm going to skip this break, too. I'm just done. Lola. We're going to go a little bit the next hour, too. Anthony Gucciardi's coming up. But, Mr. Haven, looking at this, what do you think? I mean, I know it's divide and conquer, but what's the larger game plan? Because the average white person is a totally guilt-addled person that hates themselves and you know, basically thinks that they've got all these things to prove that they've done it wrong. But then the media tells them, well, just support Obamacare. That's how you're not racist, which basically cuts people on their hours and is a giant globalist screw job. So I'm not bashing Christianity. I'm a Christian, but it is abolitionist in England and then the U.S. that ended up finally ending slavery in the West. Still goes on today, but it's kind of trendy and cool in Africa or the Middle East. But they take our Christian ethos that's been taken away from us, but still, I don't want to call it guilt, Christian guilt, but caring about others, and they manipulate that to where you take the Republican Party that's the abolitionist Christians and you somehow transmute it around where they're the evil racist and the KKK Democrats are the good guys. What is the extrapolation? I mean, I can move 4 or 5, you know, levels up here in chess, but how about 10 levels? Where is this going out there? Because for me, it seems so transparent and looks like it's going to fail. What's the larger plan?
Well, it goes back to the Hegelian dialectic. And Hegel was a German philosopher in the early 1800s, and he designed, and of course this has been going on for thousands of years, but he figured out that if you want to acquire power, you create problems. And then when you come in with a solution, that's how you get control. And this has been in practice a long, long time. So ultimately, the globalist, the elitist, want to acquire power by creating chaos. And there's so many things. It's bringing in the Syrian refugees. It's opening the border. And it's also Black Lives Matter. It's all part of the strategy. So what people need to do is they need to think, and they need to think clearly. They need to have the confidence in their ability to really work through things. And I tell you, it's such a mess right now, and it's been going on so long. I understand it's difficult to really get to the bottom of these things. The first thing I would do as an American is when I hear something on the news, when I see these events that are hard to explain, that are confusing, the police officers being shot in Dallas as an example, or again in Baton Rouge, where initially there were multiple shooters, and then finally there's only one, and they're killed. I would question, in fact, I would assume it's a false flag, a psyop, almost everything the government puts out and does right now, and make the assumption that it's probably not true because they lie to you, they lie to you, they lie to you. And from a position of doubt, begin to absorb this information and consider it. But this is all about creating chaos, because that's where you acquire power. And and if you think about it that way, it's actually quite simple right now. Whether it's the unvetted Syrians or them trying to take away our weapons, it's all by design to diminish America, to diminish our freedoms, our ability to protect ourselves, so that they can acquire power. And it's been going on a long time. And I tell you what, they've made tremendous inroads in succeeding. They have practically destroyed Europe through the influx of these immigrants. Sweden, the rape capital of the world.
They're not bringing in Middle Easterners from some of the nicer countries. They are bringing in people from failed states where the Muslims run around murdering each other all day. That is just hellish.
And 80% of these immigrants are men of the age of being able to fight. They're not bringing in a lot of women or children, and they certainly aren't bringing in Christians.
0.3%.
Yeah, and the Christians are the ones that are being persecuted more than anybody.
Then Obama makes jokes. So it really is just nasty anti-Christian garbage. What about the Pope coming out and saying, you don't want to hear about Christianity and its horrible roots in Europe. Europe isn't Christian. I mean, that's a quote.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
What are Catholics thinking? I mean, it seems like evil's making its move on every front. There's an intensification.
Yeah, you know, I'm not Catholic, but I got a lot of friends that are, and I bring it up at my peril sometimes. And I tell you, they're either waking up and realizing the Pope has a different agenda, or they're in blind denial that the Pope is still this great guy who is just being misquoted all the time. But there's a great divide in the Catholic Church occurring right now as the Pope continues down his socialist path, which is empowering governments and really diminishing Christians in the Middle East. He brings in the imam into the Vatican.
It's all over the top. If you told people 10 years ago this would be happening, they'd say you were crazy.
It is hard to believe. We've got to get people to look at the evidence, because the evidence is in front of our eyes right now.
The Pope called for world government on a weekly basis. I mean, it's amazing. So where does it go next after this, then?
Well, I can answer that from my own judgment or from
biblical.
Influenced by the biblical. That's right. I think we're going to have world government. And this is where the Antichrist comes in, the mark of the beast. And the Bible talks about it.
They're already saying get rid of cash. It's all happening.
Yep. So the question is, what can we do to not be victims of it? And I've kind of held out for a long time, and I've talked to the governor about this, that Texas might be a sanctuary where we stand against the tyranny of an out-of-control federal government. With Obama could snap his fingers and create an economic emergency, and under an emergency like that can declare martial law. And then the second right, the freedom of speech, all these things are gone. And so instead of, eroding them and trying to do it through either executive
order. They may be building up the big move.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
And the answer at that point is, this is the big test, don't submit, speak out even more.
Yep. Yeah, the Bible's real clear about it. If you take the mark, you're lost. So we are facing some serious times. You know, it kind of brings us back to our movie. Theme in the movie is that there's going to be, by design, an EMP attack.
Well, let's get to that in a minute. I'm sorry, Gary, but you just said that. It's so epic. They've got ABC saying every child will soon have a microchip.
Yeah.
It's all happening. Everything the Bible talked about is actually unfolding now, and the mainline churches aren't even making a big deal about it, and we're just sitting here witnessing all this. This is crazy.
You know, that's hard. The Bible says there's going to be wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, diverse places.
A world government. We got to have a mark in the hand or the forehead to buy or sell. It's here.
Yeah. Yeah. The technology is here. And behind the technology, you see the movements, political, global, where they are financial, where they're bringing all this into a very likely outcome. And it's so obvious now. People should not.
I've studied the elite themselves, and they're into the occult and believe Lucifer's God.
Yeah. And that's the end of the deal. Global government.
And then Lucifer's telling him, I'm going to give you eternal life and all knowledge, same thing he said in the garden. And you go, okay, well, the garden didn't exist, or whatever, you're an atheist. But it's happening now.
Yep.
Whether it's Peter Thiel or Ray Kurzweil, they're all saying, we're going to be gods. We're going to be gods. It's all Genesis.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I tell you, I'm trying to wake up Christians in particular, because they've
just thank God. God gave us this info beforehand.
Yep. And I think for a purpose, and we're fulfilling that purpose right now, because we're teaching it to people, and then we're calling them to
imagine being people in the desert 2000 years ago in scrolls and caves, writing all this down, and it's happening. Stay there. The film, Armageddon, everybody needs to see it. Great way to wake people up, and it helps fund the operation and Gary's great investment. InfoWarsStore.com. You can get two of my films free, and you get a second copy of Armageddon. Stay with us. InfoWarsStore.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.